Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Guten Morgen, everyone. Guten afternoon, and to some of you, guten evening. And welcome to another delightful episode of i5 for the iPhone, the show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'm ready to rock. Number one. So, last week we talked a little bit about what's new in the upcoming iOS 7, even though it's not actually official to the public just yet. We also talked about improvements to the camera app, which I was pretty happy about. We got new filters, new cropping functionality. Today, I thought we'd focus on Control Center. Now, in iOS 7, this is your new shortcut launcher. You swipe up from the bottom, and you quickly toggle on and off things like Wi-Fi, very helpful, Bluetooth, you can adjust your brightness, use your phone as a flashlight, get to your music controls quickly, control AirPlay, bring up your calculator app, all stuff you really should never have to weed through your settings for. Now, I've heard some people say that Control Center looks kind of weird because it's completely devoid of color and that the design is sort of busy and cluttered and there's too much. I think a Wi-Fi shortcut alone, though, is enough for me to look past this. But I do get what people are saying. Then again, this is a feature iOS never had before, so it's sort of hard to compare it to anything. It's not like it's worse than before. It didn't even exist. Like we talked about last week, Apple has another couple of months, at the very least, to fuss around with Control Center and how it looks before we're stuck with it. So don't get too attached to the design just yet. Number two, got an email from Gustavo, who passed along a link to a Quora thread about iPhone tips, which is basically a list of duh tips, which is awesome. There's a lot of great stuff in here. For example, if your iPhone battery is dead and you're in a hurry, set your iPhone to airplane mode before you charge it. Then the battery will recharge twice as fast. I didn't know that, and I'm always in a hurry. Also, if you open the native calculator app, it's a calculator. Looks like a calculator, acts like a calculator. But if you turn it sideways, voila, you get a scientific calculator. How about that? Where have you been hiding all my life, cosine? It's a great little thread. We'll add it to our episode 45 show notes at twit.tv/i5. Number three. It's been too long since we talked about a photo app, and so I say it's time. I think I may have found a simple one that might appeal to some of you who say, Sarah, you cover too many photo apps and they all have features I'd never ever use. What's wrong with the native camera app anyway? To that I say, Analog Camera, download it. This is a really snappy app made for quickly cropping and filtering photos and sharing them. And when I say snappy, I really do mean that. Very snappy. You either load up a photo from your camera roll or you take one from within Analog Camera. Your only option at this point is a square crop. Then you pick from 9 filters. They're all very nice. Find the one you like the best, or just go with the original. You can send your Analog Camera creation to Facebook, to Twitter, nice big buttons there. You can email it, you can save it to your camera roll, or you can open the photo in one of your other camera apps if you like things to get more complicated with more features. You know, Instagram, or Snapseed, or Mirrorgram, or PhotoStation, or Retouch. Those are at least some of the photo apps on my iPhone. Whatever you like. Or save it to Dropbox. What I like about Analog Camera is that it's not so full of features that quickly taking and cleaning up photos feels like a chore. For 99 cents, I'm a fan. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Do you want the latest iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Are you hoping to sell that Android phone once you hear about the cool new iPhone that's hopefully coming out later this year? Before you upgrade, make sure you sell your used phone or gadget you no longer need to Gazelle for cash. Cold hard cash, people. Find out how much you can get at gazelle.com today. Just go to gazelle.com, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, and find your item. Just type it in. Then tell Gazelle the condition that it's in. If it's in great condition, awesome. But even if it isn't, they'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads. Then you get a risk-free offer for your gadgets. Gazelle locks in that quote for 30 days. You want to lock it in so that you know what you're getting. Then you can get paid fast, either by check, by PayPal, or get an extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone, your Android phone, your iPad, or another product. Do it today, though, because your gadgets may lose value every day that you wait. Again, you get paid in cash, payment is fast, and it's a risk-free offer good for 30 days. Gazelle will also wipe your data for free. You don't have to worry about that either. What's your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, and other smartphone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Sell your used iPhone and Apple products today at gazelle.com. Number four. So we got an email from Diane that made us ponder some things. She writes, is there a way to access the iPhone dictionary directly? Now, if I want to look up a word, I have to type it into a note and then highlight it. So you can imagine here I was trying to be the hero and show Diane how she could access the dictionary directly because it's so simple, Diane. But she's apparently right. There is no way to go straight into a dictionary app the way you certainly can on OS X on a Mac. I do that all the time, which seems rather silly, doesn't it? I mean, why isn't there one? Why do you have to highlight a word first? Or am I completely insane and there's some hidden way that I don't yet know about? If I'm missing something obvious, please do let us know at i5@twit.tv. And I'm not talking third-party dictionary apps. I'm talking built into iOS. Finally, number five, everybody's favorite app reviewer, after me, of course, Phil Crawley is back with another gem for all of us. I'll let him take it from here.
No, that's not Skrillex's latest tune. That's the sound of timecode, which is an audio signal that's used by all pro video and film equipment for edit accuracy and for locking things together for synchronization. And it's the kind of thing that if, like me, you're a broadcast engineer, you're using all the time. TC Toolbox is a fantastic little application that can both generate and read timecode from professional equipment. You can preset timecodes and then use that to lock another piece of equipment to test things. TC Toolbox can also read incoming timecode from a piece of equipment that you might be having a problem with. It supports all the standards for both 25-frame PAL video and the kind of video you use over there in the States, which is 29.97 frames per second. There's even a scope display that allows you to look at the quality of the incoming timecode signal. You do need an iPhone or iPad type guitar breakout cable, but they're easily obtainable on eBay for not much money. This is the kind of app that's great, really useful when you need to do some timecode problem solving, and every engineer should have it on their iPhone. This is Phil from the Engineer's Bench podcast, video and screencasts for broadcast and media technicians. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Ah, great tip, Phil. And it's nice that Timecode Toolbox is free. Though, as Phil notes, you will need a Guitar Connect cable. Luckily, you can get one online for under $20. For those of you who don't do any timecode work, this really isn't an app you're ever going to need, probably. But for those of us that live and die by timecode, and yes, I've been living and dying by timecode for 20 years, it's really sort of sad. Apps that help keep track and troubleshoot it are indispensable. Well, that's about it for this episode of i5. Oh, one more thing before we go. Dan wrote in with a follow-up to last week's camera duh tip. He says, your tip was to hold the shutter button until your photo is just right and then release the shutter. Unfortunately, that does not work in iOS 7. Not that it matters at this point. Lol, just an observation. Well, it will matter soon enough. At least as long as iOS 7 doesn't change in that respect before it's public. But we might as well prepare ourselves. Thank you, Dan. Good catch. Nothing lasts forever. And life is pain. But before next time, I have a request for you. If you know somebody who has an iPhone and might really like regular app tips and iOS tricks, show them how to subscribe to the show at twit.tv/i5 or They could just search for us in their favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone.